Well, Marwa, thank you so much for taking some time out and joining us today.
Well, thank you, Shaylin.
And I know we've got some exciting things coming up pretty soon here, both a hunter safety course is coming up and also some kids fishing programs coming up. What can you tell us about those two things?
Well, those both programs actually are coming up in June, so it's going really fast.
Certainly.
Now that spring is here, we're headed into summer. But first of all, we will have our Kids Fish Day, and that will be held Sunday, June 5th. And from 1 to 4 at Marion County Park. It's actually our 16th annual.
Okay.
So we invite families and children to come and join us, and we'll fry up some fish and go fishing. They can learn how to tie knots and cast if they're not familiar with those. And we always have prizes, and we just make it a fun day.
Sure.
Try and keep that recreational sport going. It's very fun. It also helps with patience.
Mm-hmm.
And just being outside a little bit and getting away. One thing that we have done in the past at Kids Fish Day is we used to talk about fishing laws and things like that. But actually now it's just kind of a come at your leisure, bring what fishing equipment you have, and we'll even have a trading post where you can trade your lead sinker for a steel sinker.
Right.
So
just an all-around good way to expose kids to that activity
is.
And that culture.
It is.
Okay,
it
very is. Good. Traditionally, a good turnout for that?
Actually, yes. In the past, we used to have anywhere from 130 to 150 kids, and that included their families. Mm. But in the past few years, I think there's so many other opportunities on weekends for kids to attend that our numbers have lowered some. So we usually end up between 30 and 50 kids.
Sure.
And they range from, you know, 5 to 15. But it's a great opportunity just to get out, and the staff at the Conservation Board get to, you know, meet them and be at the park. It's a beautiful park. And they can go fishing on their own. It's something that they can do on their own. It doesn't have to be an event-oriented mm-hmm. program for kids to be able to get out.
Right.
And if parents have questions, then we go through that too, and we'll teach them how to cast and things about fishing, and so that they can take their kids fishing at other times if they're not comfortable with that on their own. It's also free fishing weekend for the state of Iowa. So Friday the 3rd, Saturday the 4th, and Sunday the 5th are free fishing weekend. So you don't have to have a license to fish, but you do have to just oblige the rules mm-hmm. of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources and the regulations.
Just kind of an added little bonus there that weekend.
It is. It's All an right. added bonus.
And also hunter safety coming up. And I know, as you and I were speaking earlier, not just an opportunity to learn about hunter safety sort of proper, but an opportunity for families to be exposed to this as well. And I know you encourage everyone to come out for this sort of program.
We do. And Marion County offers 4 or 5 hunter education courses over a period of time, usually over a year. We start in the spring and usually go way into late fall. These programs are taught by volunteer instructors, and so it's one of those things that they take plenty of time out of their busy schedules to kind of enhance and want to share the experience of hunting and safe hunting. And we don't have to rely on hunting for food as much as we used to, but it is still a growing sport,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that we need to take heed into what changes have been made, either by land or laws or through our wildlife populations, things like that. It just kind of keeps us on target with that. But we do invite everyone to come. It's mandatory for anyone over the age of 12 if they want to purchase a hunting license. So January of 1972 basically is the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're born, you know,
after
that, you've got to take that class in order to purchase a license in the future. And some things that we also run into, there's a lot of adults that don't have to have that class in order to be certified for hunting, but if they wish to go out of state, the laws or the birth date is different, and Iowa takes care of that through their hunter education program. You can go to Colorado or whatever, but you do have to look into those states and what their rules and regulations mm-hmm. are, and then take a class here in Iowa if you desire to go out of state hunting. So,
and again, a lot of tips that are offered, not just for folks that hunt, but an interesting point that you brought up was something like a babysitter could be in a house with mm-hmm. with firearms and things like that. Just an exposure to the safety element is very important here as well.
It is very important. And just being a mother myself, you know, that was something that was very important to me, to learn as much as I possibly could about firearms being in the home. You know, it's just good to have that general understanding if something would come up that is not expected. Mm-hmm. How you can handle that situation can make a big difference. And so whether it's young girls who are babysitting in homes, whether it's mothers who need that general understanding of what can I do to kind of oversee things if my child is going to go hunting, mm-hmm. It just gives a comfort and some knowledge and awareness, and instead of unknown factors and panic situations.
Sure. Education and safety, always the key.
It is. Right. It is. But for the others who wish to go hunting, those classes provide ethics and responsibility and laws. It's not a class to teach you how to hunt. It's just the basics. It kind of plants a seed for, you know, your future, you mm-hmm. know, of how you hunt and things to look for and to be safe. And Iowa is a very safe hunting state.
Indeed.
And it all has to stem from volunteer instructors and from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources that provides the programs. And they also provide training for the volunteer instructors mm-hmm. to integrate, you know, certain things into the classroom. It's a 10-hour mandated class. So it's an extremely long
sure.
class. And here in Marion County, there's classes at the Sportsman's Club, and then there's classes held in Pleasantville. The ones held at the Sportsman's Club, we try and integrate getting their workbooks prior to the class, and there's some homework involved. It's almost like getting your driver's license. You know, you, mm-hmm. you kind of work towards that goal, and you're aware of what we're talking about in class after doing things
right.
in the workbook, and it just helps you to answer some questions prior to that, and then you earn your certificate. You do go through gun handling programs at the Marion County Sportsman's Club. We provide live fire for the youth too, and I think Pleasantville does the same. They have in the past, and it's not part of the class, but everybody gets the opportunity if they don't have that opportunity mm-hmm. with their family or friends to learn how to shoot a gun. We do go through unloading and loading and just give them that opportunity to shoot some clay pigeons, and the state provides all the equipment for that. And then the state also goes so far as to do a youth hunter education program where it's more of a challenge program.
Okay.
It's called YHEC, Youth Hunter Education Challenge. And you can put together teams of either individuals or teams of 16, get a coach, and Pheasants Forever usually gets involved in sponsoring kids to go to YHEC, and that gives them a unique challenge when it comes to wildlife and different hunting scenarios, and it's a whole great program mm-hmm. for the state. But there's all kinds of things that wrap around the outdoors, whether it's with the state or county conservation mm-hmm. boards or even with the cities. You know, they all pull together and try and do these programs voluntarily.
Well, Marla, thank you so much again for your time today. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you, Shaylin.